Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
College football, full circle.
On the right, fake to Armstrong, run, book five.
Launches down the middle for McCleskey, and he gets it three. James McCleskey, touchdown! They take the lead with 3 seconds left.
Patterson.
All right, here we go. College football, full circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi here with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159, as we speed towards a new year. And joining me, as always, the encyclopedia of college football that is Go for the Two, Joe Lisi. He was going for the two last night. Joe, how are you, my man?
Oh, Carver, I hate everybody.
Joe was actually Joe wasn't going for the two last night. He was going for the two glasses of wine. That's what Joe
two
was
glass,
going for.
It wasn't even
two
wine. I was
of
going
wine.
Two dumbbells after I saw that performance by Oregon. That kid, you saw what I tweeted out, right? And I'm glad Andre Ware, you know, called that kid out.
Ware,
I mean, lack
Ware
of effort.
Ripped him, man. Ware gave him the business on the
good. Good. We should see more announcers rip these guys instead of just playing up to them all the time. Enough already. They're getting paid. These kids are getting paid. NIL. You're getting paid money. You die. You break a collarbone. Like I said, break the collarbone and ask questions later. We just want you to just, you know, play all out in a bowl game. Obviously, in that matchup last night, Oklahoma was motivated. Credit Bob Stoops. Oregon wasn't. They were walking through the motions till they fell behind 30-3. Then they realized they started to play, and they made it a game in the second half. But, you know, great victory by the Oklahoma Sooners last night, and more importantly, I got knocked around, so it is what it is.
You did get knocked around, Joe, yesterday, unfortunately, and I wasn't with you yesterday. I don't know if anybody got to tune into Coast to Coast. I had Joe on. We gave our picks for today on there. I'll reiterate them after the first break, Joe, and let everybody know where we're at today, me and you, for the four games that are going on today. Joe, though, we have finally made it. We will make our picks, official picks,
yes,
for the college football playoff, which is finally here, Joe. We are one day away from the semis. Bama and Cincinnati, Michigan and Georgia. All the pomp and circumstance, the hype, the talk. It's all over. Finally, Dallas and Miami will get it on Friday, Joe. I can't wait.
I ain't scared.
I know.
I'm not scared. No, I'm going to do it. I'm going to go full bore in these games. I have two teams I like. I'm sticking to it. Now, obviously, totals could get off the rails, as we know, in some of these games, right? Because obviously teams want to go to the national championship. So that if they smell blood in the water, they're going to go for it. You know that. There's no laying up like tin cup in these games. So totals I'm a little off with, but there's two teams I absolutely love in terms of this college football playoff. So we'll see how it plays out.
Yes, and listen, last night we mentioned already Oregon. I'll say this about Oregon, Joe. They did come out in the second half and at least try. Now, I don't know how it could get worse considering they were down 30-3 at the half and they were lifeless in the first half. You talked about the kid dropping the ball. But they did come out and started scoring some points. Now, you want to factor into maybe Oklahoma letting up a little bit, whatever the deal is. But let's be fair. I mean, late in the fourth quarter there, they were a stop away from getting the ball back and maybe making it a one-score game, which I never thought would be the case in that game last night.
Yeah.
Never.
No, that's a great point. But that's the problem, is that they were getting such a push up front from the Oklahoma offensive line. Kennedy Brooks basically had, I mean, tractor-trailer lanes open. I mean, you and I could have ran through those lanes, Carver. I mean, at the end of the day, they didn't have to do a whole lot. I mean, talk about getting a stop. They had no answer for the running game. He had 127 yards with two touchdowns in the first half. He tacked on three. You know, they couldn't get off the field on third down. They couldn't force a turnover. They were plus 10 in turnover margin, Oregon. I mean, in these bowl games, if you expect to win, just like Louisville and Air Force, right? Okay, Louisville moved the football. But if you can't get off the field on third down and you can't force a stop or a turnover, it's just going to go back and forth until the game just plays out. They score, you score, they score, you score. And then all you do is have an over and a losing ticket. So you got to find ways, and I say it time and time again, in order to win bowl games or games that matter, and you would hope to think that these games matter, but college football playoff games, you have to break tendency, you have to go outside your comfort zone, and you have to scheme differently. You have to be willing to pull the trigger on certain things that maybe you didn't show throughout the year to try and out game plan. They've had 3 weeks of prep. 3 weeks of prep.
True.
Come on.
I don't disagree with you. I thought that they did an awful job in that first half. It was actually everything I expected it to be. I expected them to be a team that laid down like they did against Utah those two games, and that's what you got. Now, Brown got no help. I mean, these guys, those kids were awful, the wide receivers, but it is what it is. Oklahoma covers. Game goes way over the total with that. I mean, there was like 30 points in the third quarter. I mean, just put the game away. All right, college football full circle. Carver, Lisi here with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. We got a lot to do. We'll talk about today's games. We've got four games tomorrow to pick, including the college football playoff. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we are back. College Football Full Circle. It's Carver and Lisi with you on Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM, Channel 159. Thanks yesterday, Joe, for holding it down, you and Wetzel. For
yes.
Me. I got kids sick all over the place here at the house. It's that time of year. I mean, you just turn around, everybody's sick. So had to take the kiddos to the doctor yesterday. So nice job by you and Wetzel taking care of business and carrying the flag, Joe.
I led off the show with basically, I said, hit me like a pinata. I deserve it for my five-star diamond.
Now, I didn't get to do it. And like I said, not everybody, you know, if you didn't hear Coast to Coast, I did kind of lay into Joe. But, man, Joe, you got to take a bath on that Louisville pick.
I did.
That was tough. I know it was your fight. You owe a lot of people your college basketball season for free now.
That's it.
You gotta give everybody your college basketball picks for free, Joe Lisi.
Well, as Wetzel said, it's okay because, you know, that was the five-star, right? We have the platinum. We have the super platinum. We have the ultra silver, right?
Yeah.
Your bookie into oblivion. The sharps, they got
the sharps. The sharps got you.
Yeah, the sharps got me. They did.
Got
but you know, these people that just you just blindly bet the underdog. dog. Yeah, that kid getting stopped on fourth and goal, and they quick snapped it. I mean, why Malik Cunningham? I mean, come on. You're down 28-14, 6 minutes left in the third quarter. You have a fourth and goal on the inch line, and I don't even want to talk about it. But right. I want to. I mean, really, I would like to push Scott Satterfield up against the wall and be like, come on, man.
Now, let me ask you just quickly here, because we might have an in-game opportunity here with North Carolina at this Duke Mayo Bowl, which is 25-13 Gamecocks here at the half. I had our picks yesterday. I'll give you all the picks that we had on Coast to Coast. I have the over in this game, Joe. It was 58 yesterday when we made the picks. I got it this morning before kickoff at 57, so I'm feeling pretty good right now. But in-game, Joe, halftime, North Carolina, this got up to 11 this morning. You have South Carolina plus the 9.5 for our official picks. How about North Carolina plus 5.5 at halftime, Joe? You want to get spicy here? You want to come back on the Tar Heels a little bit? Or have you seen enough from South Carolina where you're going to hold the fort here? You're just going to hold
I'm going to hold the fort because I don't – and the reason why I like South Carolina was, one, it was over the key number 7 in an intrastate game. It's an SEC team. Yeah. All things being equal, we have a 500 ACC team, 500 SEC team. And even though I don't love South Carolina, you got to think they're a little more physical. And I like their defense just a little bit better. But the other thing is that the offensive line for North Carolina is atrocious. And that has been the Achilles heel of this offense in terms of allowing Sam Howell time. Look at the last game of the year when they played Devin Leary and NC State. They fell apart in the last 3 minutes of that ball game. Are we going to buy into Mac Brown in this spot? I can't do it.
I'm staying away, Joe, because I feel good right now about this over. Obviously, I need 20 points to clear it in the second half, and I need to just if I got a read that looks good and I'm actually and it's looking good like this one is, I just got to stay with it and take my winning ticket and move on. I'm finding myself I'm too excited with these bowl games, Joe. It's like last night with Oklahoma. I've got myself a winning ticket. I start trying to chase the total in game, you know, and then you end up, you know, pushing the game instead of having a win. I would have an easy win with Oklahoma last night. Instead, I'm running around trying to chase totals as well. So I think sometimes, Joe, if you got one read on a game, you just got to just stick with it and let it play out. I know we all love to do in-game and fly all over the place, but sometimes it can get you in trouble, Joe.
It can. It got me in trouble last night with Oregon. I told you, I needed Caleb Williams to score a touchdown. I would have killed it with a same-game parlay because I thought it would be a high-scoring game. And I told you, as the game was playing out, I need this game to go off the rails, right? And,
well, that Alamo Bowl usually does go off the rails, Joe.
I know.
That game usually does get a little crazy.
It does, and that's what you got to hope for if you're back in some of these same game parlays, if you're taking any time touchdown score. And I had Mims to score a touchdown in over 50.5, right? And I'm watching the game, I'm going, is Marvin Mims playing?
Yeah.
You know, right? He's returning punts.
What'd you think?
And then they didn't utilize him in the whole first half, and then one reception, 55 yards. Bing! Touchdown. I'm like, all right.
Yeah. What'd you think of the one called back with the kid's helmet coming off? What'd you think of that?
I was happy. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you.
Well, it didn't matter at the end of the day. But, I get the rule. I understand it. They don't want kids getting hurt. But it didn't affect the play. That was a touchdown. That should have been a touchdown. Give the kid 6 there. All right, Joe, here we go. Let me recap what we have for today. I'm on this Duke's Mayo Bowl over 58, looking good at the half. Hopefully they can finish the job. The Music City Bowl, I got Tennessee minus the 6.5. Now, that has steamed up today. It's 7.5 if you're still looking to get it. I'm going to save this game for last because we got to talk about it. The late night game, the bailout blowout. Sadly, Joe, the final bailout blowout of the college football season. We love any time a college football game starts past 10 p.m. Eastern. It is a favorite of me and Joe Lisi. And this, sadly, Joe, is the last one of the year tonight. Mm. The Las Vegas Bowl between Arizona State and Wisconsin. I have the over 41.5. Here's what Lisi has. He's got South Carolina plus 9.5 off to a good start. The over in Purdue and Tennessee at 64.5. That's gone up a point already this morning to 65.5. The Arizona State Sun Devils plus the 6 yesterday. Now that's gone to 7. And now let's talk about the Peach Bowl. I have yesterday Michigan State -2.5.
You don't like you have that, do you?
You have the under Pitt and Michigan State at 55. I don't know. I kind of slept on it a little bit last night and was doing a little bit more digging into this game. I might like Pitt tonight, Joe. I might like the Panthers tonight. I might like Narduzzi here in the Peach Bowl. I don't know. This kid that's going to come in for them, he might be able to sling it. Michigan State secondary was awful this year.
Yes, awful. I know. And we talked about the last five games of the year, Michigan State allowed 410 passing yards to opposing quarterbacks, 17 touchdowns allowed, and only 2 interceptions. So you tell me. And I will just say this. The one game that they did step up was against Maryland and Loxley, and I was
Nick
on the other
Patty
side.
In the saddle tonight. Nick Patty. In the saddle for Pitt tonight.
It's almost like Ben DiNucci for Dallas.
His first start, it was in 2019 against Delaware. 271 and 2 touchdowns.
Wow. Nick Patty, the kid from the Bronx. No, I don't.
Narduzzi says that Nick is a guy that this entire room trusts. He's a good football player. He can throw the ball. We're excited to see what Nick can do. It's his time in this game to show Panther Nation, show everybody who he is.
Well, let's not forget Mark Whipple's not hooting. Mark Whipple is not there, the offensive coordinator. You're not concerned about that. New quarterback, new offensive coordinator. You're not going to get the same type of production or the play calling that you had with Whipple. I'm just saying.
You're probably right, but I don't know what I'm getting out of Michigan State either.
Oh, you got Mel Tucker. You got Peyton Thorne. No? You got Connor Hayward there?
Listen, for the sake of our show, and we made the picks yesterday. It is what it is. I got to stick with Michigan State -2.5.
You're a turncoat.
I'm not a turncoat. That was the pick we made yesterday.
I knew. I always knew.
Well, I did this the other day. I ended up losing a pick on the show with Auburn, and then me and you bet Houston the next morning after we made the pick.
True. We did do that.
I ended up winning my ticket with Houston, even though for our show picks, I took a loss with Auburn. So that, because I liked the way that the line moved away that I wanted, and I ended up taking the Cougars on that morning. So that's kind of where I'm feeling with Pitt and Michigan State right now, Joe, for this Peach Bowl tonight. All right, College Football Full Circle, Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. We'll come back, start getting into tomorrow's games. We got the Gator Bowl and the Sun Bowl, a Joe Lisi favorite. We're back on the grid after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Grid.com.
College Football Full Circle with Mike Carver and Joe Lisi.
And we're back. College Football Full Circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM. Channel 159. Good to have you with us here today. As we get ready, it's time to start making some picks. So I'm going to stick with Michigan State, Joe. I'm not going to force you into letting me make a change on that pick.
I might as well hand you the trophy right now. I mean,
do you want to know where we're at? Would you like to know?
I'm having a terrible bowl run here.
All right, coming into today's games, I am now sitting at 13-10. I'll take that. 3 games over .500 here as we head into the big weekend. Look at South Carolina going down the sideline, Joe. Look at the Gamecocks on the move here. Let's go.
We got a Gamecock loose.
We got to Let's go, baby. All right, so I'm at 13-10, and Joe Lisi, 9-14.
Sputtering.
Back as we hit the major games here. the big games, big time games we have hit, Joe, over the weekend. All right, let's go to Friday, and we'll do the two non-playoff games here, and then the next segment we'll do the two playoff games. Let's start with the Sun Bowl because it's your favorite game. You love the game so much that we need to start there, and that is the Tony the Tiger Sun Bowl, and you love that the Chippewas are wearing the maroon with the Tony the Tiger bowl logo there on the side, on the patch that they have up on the uniform. It's going to look great on the screen. And let me tell you, Joe, I'm stunned. This thing's been at 7, 7.5 all week. I wake up this morning, and I see Washington State -6.5. Uh-oh. Oh, what do we got here, Joe? What do we got here? Wazoo -6.5, total 57.5. We know how much you love the overs at the Sun Bowl. This is an interesting game because obviously you don't usually see this. Pac-12 team taking on a MAC team in a bowl game that's been around for a very long time. The line says that the Chippewas are going to be game here, Joe. That I expected this to be more along the lines of the next game that we're going to look at, which is Rutgers and Wake, where it's gotten to 14-15. Only sitting at 6.5 between the Chippewas and the Cougars.
Yes. Now, I told you they're getting my money in some capacity
for showing up. Just for showing up, they're getting your money.
Yes, and they are a balanced offense. They do have some playmakers. Like I mentioned, their quarterback Richardson is a mobile guy, can throw it. They do have Pimpleton. That's a big play wide receiver. He's diminutive, very small. I think he's like 5'7", 5'8". He looks like that on film. .170 at the most. He's a return guy, could be utilized on fly sweeps, almost like a Brandon Cooks type of player. But at the end of the day, they're going to want to run the football, and I think that they can on Washington State. I'm not sold on Washington State's defense as a whole. Remember, their starting running back is out. So I lean to Central Michigan, but I'll say this. In terms of the prep time, in terms of the history of the bowl, in terms of all things being equal, Pac-12 speed versus the MAC, I think there's going to be points aplenty here. I think this is going to be one of the most entertaining bowl games of the season. Now, I took this as one of the highest scoring bowl games of the season, but FanDuel didn't let me out with Miami and Washington State, so I don't know how they're going to handle that because now it's not up, right? But yeah. I think this game sails through the 57 and a hook, Carver, in the rolling hills of
Texas.
I'm going
to guess your ticket on that is going to be voided, Joe. The ticket for the Sun Bowl being the highest scoring.
Well, why wouldn't they have done it already? They did it with some of the other.
You are right. You're right. That's true. I'm not sure how that worked. We'll have to check our tickets after the game is played and see what it is there. Especially if they score like 115 points, then Joe Lisi's really going to be banging down the doors over there at FanDuel looking for answers. So you're taking over 57.5?
Yes.
Is that your pick for the Sun Bowl?
That's my bet for the Sun Bowl.
Look, I'm not a believer here, Joe. I'm glad that the Chippewas have decided to come and make you happy and play in the Sun Bowl. I'm a little nervous that this thing's gone to 6.5. I got to take the Cougars here. I got to take Washington State. They're the better football team. I know. You're telling me Central Michigan's going to be pumped up, I guess, to play this game? Sure. Getting themselves in a big spot? All right. They're going to blow this team out. I'm on Washington State, Joe. You might get your over. In fact, Washington State might score 57 by themselves. Washington State, -6.5. I'm feeling strong, Joe. -6.5. The Cougars in the Sun Bowl over the Chippewas.
All right.
Central Michigan.
Right.
So over 57.5 for Lisi. I'm taking Wazoo minus the 6.5, the Tony the Tiger Sun Bowl, which is a high noon kick, Eastern.
Yeah.
And a little rain in the forecast, by the way, for El Paso.
You keep saying the rain. I know. You keep putting negativity on the bowl with the rain.
I like the sun.
You sure you want the over?
The hills.
You want the
I like the
you want
sun.
The...
I like the sun glistening off the hills at the Sun Bowl, Joe.
Me too.
I don't want a cloudy day.
No,
I know you keep telling me about the Miami-Notre Dame game where it was cloudy that day. I get it. I want a nice, crisp, clean Sun Bowl, Joe.
I do not like the fact that it's a high noon game. It's the only game prior to the college football playoff at 4:30.
No, it is not. We have two games in the morning.
Oh, you know why? Because I'm looking at FanDuel, and obviously in Jersey, I'm tapped out.
Which is why I'm going to tell you that tonight you need to get in the car and drive over the state lines or take yourself to Valley Forge over there in Pennsylvania, and then you can bet the Gator Bowl, which includes Rutgers. That's why you cannot bet it right now in New Jersey. But for everybody listening outside of New Jersey, they can bet the game, Joe. So the Gator Bowl is actually an 11 a.m. Eastern kick tomorrow. So two games before the college football playoff games. This game played down in Jacksonville. We know the story here. Texas A&M pulls out. Rutgers, the 5-7 replacement out of the Big Ten, taking on Wake Forest. Sam Hartman. They look to finish off what has been a very good year in Winston-Salem. This has now gotten up to -15.5, Joe, with a total of 62.5 in this football game. Like I said, we get you in the car, take you over to Valley Forge. All you got to do is drive west a little bit, Joe. You're not too far from the border, and you can put something in tonight on Rutgers and Wake Forest before the morning.
I think Wake tacks on a 70 spot on Rutgers. And
the kids are going to wish they stayed home for the holidays.
I have Wake. Here's another thing. Not only do I have the Sun Bowl, okay?
Yeah.
But now they took all the bets off the board. I don't know what happened here, Carver, but I'm looking on my tickets here. Washington State, Miami, right? 28-1. That's voided. Or we think, at least. I have Wake Forest 90-1 to be the highest scoring team in the
bowl season.
So
that'll still be in play. That's got to still be in play.
I hope so.
You know, that 90-1 was when they were playing Texas A&M, though. They're probably going to whack you on that one, too. They're going to take that away from you.
Think so?
Yeah. Because that 90-1 is because it wouldn't be 90-1 if they were playing Rutgers. Like the Rutgers, they would have been one of the favorites to have the highest scoring team because Rutgers stinks.
So you think they're going to give me like on a $20 bet they'll give me $3?
No, I think they're going to avoid
meal?
You. I think they're going to avoid you is what I think.
Oh, so they're going to avoid me. So yeah, so I don't get anything on that.
I'm not telling you that for sure. I think that after the game is played tomorrow, you'll find out your fate and you'll see a little void and you'll get your money back. I think that.
What about UCLA? Huh? Those Bruins stepped up. Yeah, oh, they didn't. That's right.
They
forgot.
They didn't step up. Unfortunately, right. Joe, all the games that you picked for highest scoring game and team, they all got canceled.
Except Louisville Air Force. Thank you. Thank you.
Nobody's caught that first game yet, right? Bahamas Bowl still the leader in the clubhouse?
Yeah.
They're still the leader, right? No.
The Western Kentucky App State game.
That's right. That wasn't the first game. So there you go. My apologies. But that Saturday game between Western Kentucky, that's still the leader in the clubhouse.
95 points, right?
What was that, Boca Raton, right, Joe?
Yeah.
Was that the Boca Raton?
It was the Boca Raton.
So what are you? So is you telling me you're taking the over here? Is that your situation
for Rutgers
and Wake?
Well,
or are you going to lay the 15?
I'm laying the 15 with Wake.
Okay. That's what I figured you were going to do. I figured you were going to lay the 15.5.
What are you saying? I'm like tin cup. I'm laying up.
I'm not saying you're laying up. Now you know how much. You know how good Rutgers was to me this year, catching that over 4.5 win total. No, I'm not going to take them outright. I am going to take the over 62.5. I think, like you said, Wake might score 60 by themselves. So I will take Wake and Rutgers, and I think Rutgers will actually score some points, Joe. I think they will.
All right.
But if I had to take a side, and I probably will in the morning, I'd go with you. I'd lay it with Wake. If I could get in the car and get myself over to Valley Forge by the time they kick off tomorrow morning. Or, you know, I could even get myself up to Connecticut, too, Joe. You go up to Connecticut and make the pick. You got
I could see Carver waking up early on Friday morning. Well, honey,
Connecticut's a better drive for me. I could just go right over the Throgs Neck, get across the Westchester, and get myself right over 95 to that first rest stop there in Connecticut, make the play, and then turn around and head home. Be in time for kickoff.
I could see you. Honey, what do we need? We need cereal. Yeah. What do the kids need? We need
baby
food. Where are you going? I'm going to Costco. I'll be right back. Don't worry about it. Oh, I have such a loving husband. You know, 6 hours later, Carver comes back, all right?
Me and Joe had to go to Valley Forge. We had to get a play in on this Rutgers game. Give us a break here. We had to put a play in, all right?
Remember Goodfellas? Let me show you my painting.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Dog goes one way, one dog goes the other way, and this guy says, "What are you looking at me for?"
Wow, look at this, a little flea flicker from North Carolina, and they're in the end zone, Joe. We got more points here in the Duke's Mayo Bowl. Let's go! College football full circle. Little razzle-dazzle from the Tar Heels. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. College football playoff picks next on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we are back. College football full circle. Carver and Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Good to have you aboard. So these tricky Tar Heels, Joe, went for two as well. So we are now sitting on a 32-21 game. How about that? At the Duke's Mayo Bowl.
This game is not yet. Yeah, you knew intrastate, even though South Carolina jumped up first, that North Carolina was going to make a run. They weren't going to quit. Obviously, Sam Howell doesn't want to go down a loser. The fact that he's playing in this game, give him a lot of credit. He is a gamer in terms of that. I mean, some of the other quarterbacks that opted out. I mean, and at the end of the day, you know, he does want to improve his draft status. So is he coming back? Isn't he coming back? We have to see. But at the end of the day, I mean, you know, if they're going to make a run, it's going to be due to Sam Howell. That defense needs to step up.
I'll say this. That's what I'm saying. And this is why I like the over so much in this game. Like, can you guys get a stop at some point? Like, honestly, like, the North Carolina defense is embarrassing, Joe.
It's not just North Carolina. Could Oregon's defense get a stop? Could Louisville's defense get a stop? Who else? Could Nevada's defense get a stop?
But think about the games that we're talking about. This is why we like the over in all these games. Because, you know, we zeroed in on the teams whose defense. I mean, look at this. These kids are ripping off 8-9 yards a run. It is insane. Okay, so you can still get North Carolina, by the way, plus 240 on the money line if you think they're going to make a little comeback here. Nope, I'm sticking with the ticket I have, Joe. Give me one more touchdown for the over. Let's get ourselves ready for Purdue and Tennessee coming up in the next game. All right, Joe, it is time for us to finally make some official selections for the college football playoff Friday the 31st. We will start with the first game, the Cotton Bowl in Dallas, where the Cincinnati Bearcats, Cinderella story, undefeated season, first group of five team ever to reach the college football playoff, will face the team that lives in the college football playoff year in, year out, the high and mighty Nick Saban and the Alabama Crimson Tide, where it stayed at 13.5. Now, as we get to almost 24 hours from kick, Joe, do you still think, and I've been asking you this for 2 weeks, it hasn't moved yet, do you still believe that over tonight and into tomorrow morning that this thing will cross the 14 line in favor of Alabama and get to 14.5, 15, maybe even higher as we get closer to kick?
Yes, because we saw all these lines get steamed up.
Yeah.
You know, some earlier than others. We saw even Air Force get knocked down basically a point right before the game and the kick. A lot of the sharps think that we're going to hold back. We're going to hold back. We're going to move the line late. That's what they do, you know? Just bet Nick Saban in Alabama.
Well, for the purpose of us, we're sitting here right now, and we're still at 13.5 and 57 with a total. Joe Lisi, college football playoff number one. What do you like?
Taking Cincinnati. I'm taking Cincinnati strictly for the fact of how they played towards the end of the year. They got refocused. They ran the football with Jerome Ford. It's 4 weeks, basically, 3.5, 4 weeks of prep. That goes into Luke Fickell. He had his team prepared last year, but the mobility of Des Ritter, the ability for them to force turnovers, and the weakness of Alabama this year is stopping the run and basically running the football consistently, right? I mean, average 4 yards per carry, their lowest total since prior to 2009, Carver. And in big games, the games that they struggled, Florida, Texas A&M, LSU, teams were able to pound the rock on them, Arkansas. So, you know, at the end of the day, if Jerome Ford has success, I think Des Ritter will be able to work off a play action. And again, I like that secondary with Sauce Gardner and the crew. There's no John Mechie. They're an underdog playing basically with house money. All the pressure, you know, I mean, there's pressure on both teams, but there's more pressure on Alabama to dominate this game, right? The SEC team, there's no way Alabama can lose. So I think that pressure could affect Bryce Young more so than maybe Des Ritter and the crew that are basically nobody expects them to be there. And the fact that the books opened it up at 13 originally under that key number, and it got up over the double digits, 14, and they bet it back down. I'm going to stick with Cincinnati. They don't have to win. They just have to cover.
But you do believe that Alabama will win the football game?
Yes, of course.
Of course. Well, hey, I don't know. I mean, maybe you want to go on a little magic carpet ride here. I don't know what you're thinking. So you like...
Magic carpet ride.
We'll save that for game two, Joe. We're going to save that for game number two, the magic carpet ride here in the college football playoff. All right, I am going to, Joe... look, I've said this to you a bunch of times. I love hammering this home. It's one of the things that bothers me the most about the college football playoff, but it's as true as the day is long. These games are usually not competitive. Go back and look over the last 7 years at these semifinal games in the college football playoff. Blowout after blowout after blowout after blowout after blowout. You can count on one hand the amount of these semifinal games that were actually competitive late in the fourth quarter. And I think we get another one here tomorrow in the first game. I think Alabama takes Cincinnati to the woodshed. Great job by them showing up. Maybe they'll hang around for a half, Joe, or something like that. But there is way too much speed. There is way too much firepower. There is way too much Nick Saban in Alabama for Luke Fickell and the crew. This game... This game, honestly, Joe, I could see 38-7, 45-14, somewhere in that area. But Alabama covers 2 touchdowns. And I don't think they're going to be sweating this cover like they were with Notre Dame with the 21 or whatever it was, 22 last year. They ain't going to be sweating this cover this year. I think they'll be perfectly fine against Cincinnati. Alabama, big Joe. These semifinal games, most of the time, they're not competitive.
No, you're right. You're right. And at the end of the day, Joe Public's been cleaning up in the bowl games. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to just take, Houston, better team, Air Force, right? Oklahoma, everybody. I don't know outside of one person, me, that was on Oregon yesterday. So the books must have gotten murdered last night. Then if they didn't get murdered, then something's wrong. Then obviously,
well, yeah. I mean, everybody was on Maryland, Clemson, and right. Oklahoma yesterday.
Right.
I mean,
so
no
if the books didn't
that.
Get murdered, then something's not right. The information that they're telling us is completely false, which I believe anyway. I never believe what they say.
You don't like those emails they send out with the percentage?
Yeah. 90% of the money is on I love 90% of the money is on Alabama. Well, Alabama covers every week, so you got to be getting absolutely. Abuse. Oh, but the books made a record $71 million in the month of November. You know, I think personally, if you really want to know, and the amount of information and the amount of money that's going into it, I think it should be regulated to a degree where the books have to show all they're doing is holding the money. So all they're doing is holding the money. They need to show the amount of money, not the percentage, the amount of money that each book is holding on a particular side in total. Show me, and that needs to be put out there to the public, almost as an indicator. where we can find it. We don't have to search for it. And I think there also needs to be a federal line, not a federal line, but a universal line. Because, oh, yeah, South Carolina's covered 35 straight games every time they play an ACC opponent. Well, which book are you using? Are you using Caesars? Are you using FanDuel? Are you using DraftKings? Because I'm sure that if you do it, and one book has five, the other book has 4.5. Maybe it's a loss, a push. You're not getting the same info. So, oh, yeah, we're marking it. 32 straight covers every time Big Ben Roethlisberger plays the Cleveland Browns. He's 24-2. Yeah. Okay.
Joe, fired up here after a tough Wednesday. Joe, not
universal line, and the books need to show where the money is on each and every game. Joe. Let's get it regulated.
All right. Let me go move on to the other game. I know you're upset, but I'm running out of time here, and we have a second game. We have the Orange Bowl down in Miami, the nightcap, Georgia and Michigan, your Bulldogs of Georgia taking on the Wolverines, -7.5 for Georgia, 45.5 is the total.
Right.
Joe Lisi, game number two, what do you got?
This is my quintessential college football bowl game of the year. I lost with Louisville. I'm backing it up with Georgia. I love Georgia here. I said it before. I think Michigan matches up very well against Alabama. I don't think they match up well against Georgia. The strength versus strength matchup, the rush defense of Jordan Davis going up against Haskins and Blake Corum in the offensive line, I think heavily favors Georgia. We're talking SEC speed versus Big Ten. I'm taking Stetson Bennett. I'm taking JT Daniels and the team that has played there before in the Georgia Bulldogs. A lot of pressure on Jim Harbaugh on this spot. A lot of people going to be jumping on it. Don't be shocked if it goes under 7 before a kick. I think Georgia rolls.
Georgia rolls. Joe Lisi, -7.5 for the Bulldogs. All right, Joe. Look, this one is definitely going to be with my heart more than my head because I can't stomach Georgia and Alabama again in the final. I just can't do it. I can't watch those two teams play again and watch Alabama put it on them. I need something new. I need a little spice, Joe, and I'm probably going to get banged over the head here with this, but I'm going to try it anyway. I'm taking the Wolverines, Joe. And not only am I taking the Wolverines with the 7.5, I'm also taking them outright. I think they're going to beat Georgia straight up in Miami on Friday night. This goes against everything I just told you about the Alabama-Cincinnati game. These games usually stay true to form. Usually a blowout, usually this, usually that. I need something different. And I feel like Michigan, Joe, has had a little bit of a magic carpet ride this year. I just feel like they have. Whether it's Harbaugh, they talk about, you know, is he going to get fired? Is he going to get this? They come out. This kid Hutchinson comes out of nowhere to be a Heisman finalist. They finally beat Ohio State for the first time ever since Harbaugh's been there. They win a Big Ten title. There's just so many things that have gone Michigan's way that I just feel like they're going to get it done here against Georgia on Friday night. And they have some advantage, you know, they can match them, I feel, on both lines, which is where you can beat Georgia. The offense and the defensive line, I feel like they're going to be able to match them. And I've said this to you, I sound like such a broken record 600 times, Joe. I do not believe that quarterback on Georgia, Stetson Bennett, he's starting. If they put Daniels in, I don't care. I don't think either of them, if they need to, is going to bring that team back down 7 or 10 points in the fourth quarter. I don't think they can do it. I don't believe they can do it. And I think that Michigan is going to have them in a situation where they're going to be putting that, and they're not going to get it done. Michigan outright, Joe. Michigan outright.
Wow.
Beats Georgia on Friday night in Miami, and we will get Michigan and Alabama in the national title game, Joe.
I hope it's Cincinnati and Georgia. That's what I really
The rematch from last year.
Yes.
This time Georgia actually has players.
Can't you see like Stetson Bennett in like a Taylor Swift video with a cowboy hat, a piece of straw?
Well, I'll say this. If Georgia wins, it won't be because of Bennett in the offense.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
They won every game this year. Their defense.
Defense. Blue collar.
But if
blue
that,
collar.
If that Joker's got to win him the game with the ball, he ain't getting it done. And you know it, Joe. You know that offense won't get it done in the big spot. College football full circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi. Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM Channel 159. We wrap it up after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we are back. College Football Full Circle. Carver and Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM. Channel 159. All right, Joe. Let me just give you a quick recap for today. These are for tomorrow's games. The 31st, New Year's Eve. I have Washington State minus 6.5. Over 62.5 in the Wake Rutgers Gator Bowl. I've got Alabama minus the 13.5. Michigan plus the 7.5. Joe Lisi likes the over in the Sun Bowl. Signature move for him, 57.5. Wake minus 15.5. Cincinnati plus the 13.5. Georgia minus 7.5. Now, Joe, here's what's going to go on tomorrow. We are here live on Friday the 31st for a College Football Full Circle, Joe. We will make picks. We will make picks for all of Saturday's games because there are five games on Saturday. We've got the Rose Bowl. We've got Baylor and Ole Miss at night in the Sugar Bowl. We have Arkansas-Penn State barn burner in the Outback Bowl that Joe's looking forward to. So we'll make picks for all those games on Friday's show. And, Joe, by then, we should have player props available for the two national college football semifinal games. So we'll have that to dive into as well on Friday's show, Joe.
I can't wait, Carl. This is what it's all about. I'm going to bounce back in a big way, especially 2022. I do fantastic on New Year's Day. So I'm prepped and ready. I ain't as scared of you, Carver. And I'm not scared that the Sharps knocked me around. How about that? Not my first rodeo.
Well, okay? Look, you're obviously in our little competition. You're four back as we head into this Thursday here, the 30th.
Yes, it looks like
we're both going to pick up a win in the Duke's Mayo Bowl. So
well, now, why do you have to do that, though? You're talking, we still have a quarter left. There's some crazy stuff that could happen in these bowl games. Right. You know that you got to wait until it's zero.
I said looks like. All right, Joe. I'll pick up your ticket if they end up blowing this. All right, Joe. Good luck today. I'll talk to you tomorrow, my man. Great job by Andrew Torres, as always. College Football Full Circle. Mike Carver, Joe Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. We'll see you tomorrow for the national semis right here on the grid.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.